Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Well, good morning, everyone. I hope that you are enjoying the 6th day of August here on Thursday morning. It's 9 a.m. Central Time here in Houston, and I'm very excited about my show. Today we have a good lineup, as we always do, but I'm always excited when I get a chance to jump up on the radio shows during the week here at the Tough Talk Radio Network. Never in my life did I think that this is where I would be making a living at, but the fact of the matter is, do we ever know where we're going to be going, where we're going to land, where we're going to end up? I know for a lot of us that have found the Lord, we know where we're going to go in the future. Hopefully we're behaving properly here to get the best benefit out of the future, afterlife. I don't know. Do you ever think about that? Is there a process that you have to go through? Is there something you're supposed to be doing all the time, some of the time? Is it something that you're committed to? I know I'm committed, but I struggle. I struggle with different things that I try to commit to on a daily basis, and we always blame that on life. But the fact of the matter is, I walk through every day trying to be the best me I can be with the tools that I'm given. So when we say that, and a lot of us can agree, we do that. But what tools are you pulling from? What is your toolbox that you're grabbing tools from to do the best you can every day to be the best you that you are? Now, I know I read my Bible every morning, but that doesn't mean that I'm grabbing the right tool out of the box. That doesn't mean I'm getting the right message every time. What it does mean is I'm committed to reading my Bible every morning. And there's times where I think that I'm just going through the motions. Pray on that. And there's times when I think I'm really excited because I got the message. And I'm thankful for that. And there's those times where I'm just so confused, I don't even know what it is I'm supposed to be doing. And I pray on that as well. But I can tell you, every day is different. Most days are better than the day before, and some aren't. I mean, that's just the world we live in. We live in a very fast-paced world. Now, I don't know if you tuned in last week, you heard a little bit about what took place last week in my life. And so I'd like to just remind the people out there, if you haven't heard this from me, I want to make sure I spread it. Very good friend of mine, him and his wife, have three children. And they're the same ages as my children, kind of spent the last 15 years of friendship together. Well, their son graduated college a month ago, Texas Tech, and he went to the Bahamas. He set out to sail and work down there and just experience life. Well, last Thursday they found his, or last Tuesday they found his body floating in ankle deep water down in the Bahamas off of the coast. And no one knows what happened. Was it a homicide? Was it a drown? Did he drown? Was it an accident? No one knows. A lot of investigation going on. We're not in our own country, so it takes even longer to get the answers, especially as impatient as we are, and rightfully so. If it was my child, I'd be very impatient. But my point to this is we see this every day on the news, and it never really hits you like it does when it's someone that you know. I've known the young man who has just turned 24 since he was about 9 years old. It was a different impact on me. So for me, I started passing the word around. I started sharing it. It's been on national news. It's been on local news. There's a GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com/Mason Hart. They're trying to get results. They brought in investigators. It's very, very costly. And I'm asking people out there for your prayers. If you can make a donation, that would be awesome. But go to GoFundMe.com/Mason Hart and read the story. If you have children, nieces and nephews, grandchildren, you're going to be able to understand the pain that this family is going through. So every morning I've been praying, and even during the day, for them to have the strength that they need. Now, I know that it hasn't hit them yet because they haven't seen the body. Okay, they're here in the States. They have people working on it down there. They had to put things in place quickly, and passports take a little bit longer than that. So there's a whole bunch of struggle, confusion, and desperateness in their lives. Now, it's always that way when there's a loss in your family. But the thing, my question is, how do you measure loss? Is it a family member? Is it your job? Is it a pet? Is it something that took place in the community? Was it a friend? Is it your health? All these things come into play. And the impact that it has on the individual is life-threatening. And so all I can do is get deeper into my Bible and ask God to just help. I don't want him to explain it to me because I don't know that I'll ever be able to understand those types of things. Do I think something big's coming from it? Better? Maybe so. But it's hard to look at that side at this time of the situation. So all I can do is pray for them to have the strength to push through this process, commit with open arms, and allow God to lead them. Now, what about the people out there that aren't being led or have nothing to go to? It's got to be desperate. It's got to be very, very sad. So for me, I was in that sad space about 5 years ago with my health. And no way can it compare to what the hearts went through. But I was on the downside, on the shorter side of the odds of coming out of the hospital than was comfortable for my family. So it was a desperate situation for them too. That's when I found the Lord. And that's when I found things take place in my life. The miracles that happened were unexplainable and not needed to be explained. It was just the hands of God. So in desperate times, whether it's a loss of a friend, family member, your health, your job, whatever it is that's wearing you out, just know there's strength there. You have to dig in and get it. You have to open up your Bible. You got to get down on your knees. You got to pray to the Lord for him to help you through the process. Now, we don't always get what we pray for, but we always will get what is already planned for us. So in your prayers and in your desperate moments, you need to be able to open your arms up to receive whatever the Lord is bringing to you. And I can tell you from my experience, that was very hard to do. And it's still hard to do. And I've had proof of the miracles in my face. So I hope that the people out there will go to GoFundMe.com/MasonHart and make a donation. Put them on the prayer list. Share the message with others. Allow people out there to understand they're not the only ones going through the pain. And sometimes when you can make a donation or pray for others, it helps you through the process as well. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host here every Thursday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on the Tough Talk Christian Radio Show, hosted by the Tough Talk Radio Network. I'm super excited about two of my guests today, Mike Hollinger and Robert Lloyd Russell. The first guest, incredible story. Okay, well, I'm going to let him tell you the story, but it's something that's going to tug on your heart. So here's what I'd like you to do. Get your piece of paper out. I want you to take some notes. If you have your Bible out, say a prayer for the hearts, okay? And ask God to allow you to know what the messages you're supposed to be getting from this show today. You can call into the show 347-989-1363. Press 1 if you want to just ask a question, join the conversation. Or just dial in and listen by phone if you can't be by your computer. So we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to bring up my first guest, Mike Hollinger. Please fill up your bottle of water. Get a pen or a pencil with a piece of paper so you can take some notes here. We'll be right back after this short break.
Lauren Jano is an elite international certified high performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform, so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjohnno.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. If you missed the first part of the show, well, hey, you can always catch it on the archives. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Spreaker. You can find us anywhere you have a Google search bar. Just type in Tony Gambone or Tough Talk Radio Network. So my first guest is a gentleman by the name of Mike Hollinger. He's the husband of the late Nitza Hollinger, and I think I'm saying her first name right. And she published a book before her timely homecoming in 2014, June, almost a year ago. Her husband's goal is to spread the message of courage and hope to a lost and dying world. The name of the book is Through the Trials, Just Believe. You may visit the website at throughthetrialsjustbelieve.com. Now, I want to bring Mike up. We're going to find out a whole bunch about this, because any of you out there that has lost a loved one, you know, I always go back to my wife. She had to put up with my illness, and I don't know which was harder. Well, for me, I think it was harder for her because she didn't know what to expect, and, you know, I was just the one with the illness. So we're going to find out a lot today. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, Mike, I know that you and I chatted a little bit before the show, and you told me where you're calling in from, but let everyone know where you're calling in from and where you're from originally.
All right, I'm calling in from Alaska, 6 a.m. here, 48 degrees. It's been very hot this summer. It's beautiful here. And originally, I'm from the state of Washington. We moved to Alaska. I was in ninth grade in 1976. So, you know, all my adult years have been here in Alaska. And, yeah, a wonderful place, beautiful place, and just looking forward to sharing today.
Okay, so, you know, Mike, when I was doing my monologue, I was talking about very dear friends of mine who lost their son last week to, they don't know what. Could have been an accident, could have been foul play. No one's ever sure. And I don't know if we'll ever know the news. But very devastating. Your story here about your wife and her timely homecoming had to be very devastating to you. So what I want to do is I want to go through some questions. First of all, do you have children?
Yes, I do. I have two wonderful boys. One is starting his second year of college, and the other is a senior this year in high school.
Okay. And so I know I suffer from illness and been in and out of hospitals and close calls a few times. And, you know, I'm still here to talk about it. So my children had to witness some things that maybe made them look differently upon things, but they didn't have to witness as much as your children did. And so I want to ask you a couple of things. You know, as we go through the questions, we'll get to you and your children in a little bit. But tell us a little bit about your wife. And was I pronouncing her name right?
Yeah, it's Nitza.
Nitza, okay. So tell us, give us a little bit of a backstory. How did it lead up to what took place and how you got the news about what was going on?
You know, I'll start just talk a little bit about Nitza's incredible background. She You know, she was born in New York, 1505 Park Avenue, Spanish Harlem, El Barrio. She witnessed quite a bit when she was young, very harsh relationship with her mother, and, you know, dodged bullets on three separate occasions, ran away from home, only to be quickly greeted by a stranger that bought her a meal and walked her home. And, you know, she was a tough child, tough cookie, you know, and but she also was very intelligent, academically excellent, and God set her on a path to get out of there by her getting kicked out of kindergarten and no longer allowed to attend any public school. Her family then put her in Catholic schools. The nuns started figuring her out and just respected her and spoke nicely, and she began to mellow out and begin to excel. Ended up at boarding school, Dartmouth, did amazing things, had other trials in her life, other illnesses, class 4 TB, got healed of being bipolar, healed her of cysts on her liver, and he healed her of cancer in her bones due to the breast cancer that spread not only to her bones but her lungs. She had 40, 50 tumors in her lungs, and then eventually her brain. It was December 2010 that she was diagnosed with cancer, and quite a story how God prepared me in advance. It was very emotionally tough on me. And I can say that Nitza was just absolutely remarkable. I mean, she maintained such faith in God, knowing he's in control. She continued to bless people the whole way through, and she showed us how a true believer leaves his life to forever be with the Lord. It was truly incredible.
So you said that God was preparing you along the way, and I don't even know if you could comprehend that anyone could until after the fact. I mean, I don't know. Did you know that going through the process, or were you able to look back and go, now I get it?
You know, God speaks to all of us. I mean, he's an amazing God, and he loves us to be really open and honest with him. And in 2009, God began to prepare me two very specific things at different times I prayed, very personal. God answered them, and it began to make me wonder if something was coming with Nitza. 3 months before she was diagnosed in September 2010, I was praying, and I was praying two things. One thing, you know, you talked about we all have struggles, and I was talking to God about a struggle, and just out of the blue, I asked him, God, what's in our future? I get up. God says, call so-and-so. I call this friend. This friend does not know what I prayed and still doesn't. He begins to talk about what I was talking to God, both items. And one of them was on the lines that my wife was going to die. 3 months later, Nitza was diagnosed with cancer. Initially, they didn't know it was advanced stage 4. Oh, he poured his love on her. He lavished his love on her. Here I am, emotionally distraught. I remember talking to God one day, God, you know, I'm the husband, I should have faith, but you prepared me for only one thing, either give me faith or speak to Nitza, just let us know. And he said, open that book. I opened it. In it, it was titled, was Delay. It said, just like in nature, there's divine control, so in our lives, there's divine control. And it went on to talk about how God was delaying it so that the prayers of others could be answered and what he was going to do through the reader's life, mine, through the delay. I said, okay, God. Another time a friend says, Mike, you're your wife's greatest support. And I said, yeah, I agree with that. And I was talking to God in frustration. I said, okay, God, I am. I always tell her you're going to be okay. But I don't believe it in this life. And he said, open that book. And in it, it was titled Shame and Remorse. And it was talking about how when Peter denied Jesus, that God didn't have to protect Peter from Peter's feelings of anger, but rather he protected Peter, he didn't have to protect him from God's feeling of anger, but rather he protected Peter from his own feelings of shame and remorse. And just like he protected Peter, he protects us. So right there, God was saying, I'm with you. I understand what you're going through. And so I'm going through this internally emotional wreck. I'm watching God lavish his love on her, praying he's changed his mind. It was finally summer 2011. I came to grips. God, I pray you've changed your mind, but I have to believe. I've heard from you, or how can you trust me with anything? That's when peace came. It doesn't mean it got easier. And, you know, looking back, what I know God was doing, not only in preparing me did it make me stronger for Nitza, but I have two amazing boys. They needed a strong father who could help them gently by not eroding their faith, but gently prepare them. To that day, God had already chosen that he was going to take Nitza home. And you know what? Those boys came through this so well, they did not end up angry with God. So I thank God, as tough as it was on me, I thank him for his mercy.
You know, sometimes I think that God does these things to us so we have a continuing mission in life after what took place happens. You have a purpose a little bit differently than before that. Before it was to take care of your wife and children. Now it's to take care of your children and spread the message that you received. So I have some questions here that were sent in to me. And it says here that in a chapter, the chapter you added, A Husband's Farewell to an Amazing Lady. Now, this is the book your wife wrote. Is that correct?
That is correct. She authored the book, yes.
And you added a chapter.
I added A Husband's Farewell to an Amazing Lady, and just last month I added a final short but touching epilogue to the book.
Awesome. Awesome. And I want to ask you about the chapter that you added, but was it healing for you to do that?
You know, yes, it was. It took me a while to get there because, as you can imagine, 3.5 years of intense cancer journey. Nitza wrote a book. Anybody who's authored a book, and I took care of all getting it edited and all that. It's a lot of work. And then everything that came after with the marketing. It took me a while to get to where I actually sat down and did it. And I didn't want to get involved. I had a publicity campaign going, but I didn't want to get involved in radio interviews. And it was after I wrote that chapter, I said, okay, God. Nitza said, oh, a credible story when she said, it's God's book, give me no glory, when she could barely respond. But I said, if it's your book, you don't need me. But if you want me to get behind it, okay, you open the doors. And then the doors blew open. You can't imagine everything that is happening in a short amount of time. So, yes, you know, it did help bring healing. And there's some other very memorable things that just happened this spring that also help bring healing, you know. Things always get easier. One thing that makes it as hard as it is that God with us, he gives us the strength to get through the toughest things in life. And I wouldn't want to go through something like this without him. There's no way.
Right. Right. So I'm reading something here that says that your wife was bedridden since May 9th. 2014, she had not spoken for some time. And on the May 27th, at the moment you read to your wife the revised book acknowledgement page, she immediately became alert and alive. Can you share with us her response?
Yeah, you know, she immediately said, I feel so vigorous. I thank God for the cancer. It's like nothing ever happened. I mean, it was amazing. And she was smiling and laughing in a happy way, and she talked about how much she loved God. And then she said, I am full of peace, and Jesus is so good. And, you know, this continued for a couple minutes, and unfortunately, it would be the last time Nitza spoke. And, you know, I sensed right there, having just read her, I had just read her the revised acknowledgement page. I know God wanted this book written. There's a whole testimony how he showed her how to do it. And I believe God right there was speaking through her saying, I am well pleased with you. You have done all things well. And, you know, no matter what life's challenges presents, one thing that I have come to believe is that God is always in control. And, it was remarkable. I mean, somebody who's dying of cancer to say, I thank God for the cancers as nothing ever happened, it was a God moment.
I really can relate to you. I was diagnosed 40 years ago with Crohn's disease. Wasn't supposed to live past the age of 25. So at 19, I was given 6 more years. I just turned 59 in June.
Wow.
And when I found the Lord, I was stopped being angry, and I was thankful that I had received the diagnosis that they gave me. I do believe that the Lord took it from me, but I stopped being angry and I started being thankful because now I understood my purpose. So And unless people go through that or what you went through, it's hard. Sometimes they look at you a little funny. What I liked about this is that you're still pushing forward and acknowledging that maybe your original plan was a little bit different than it was supposed to be. So here's a question for you. Your children are in college and in high school. You know, I would imagine, because I'm looking at pictures on the website and I can see pictures of your family. Your boys resemble your wife. It's got to be a constant reminder. How's all that going? How are you doing with that, and where do you get the strength to do that?
You know, the boys and I are all things to consider doing very well. My oldest boy, you know, he graduated way to high school while his mom was dying of cancer as valedictorian. Gave a remarkable speech while Nitsa was confined to a hospital bed in our living room. And he had a lot of turmoil where he should go to college. And God, what a wonderful story how God showed him where to go. It was a cute story. And he ended up giving up a lot of in-state money to go out of state where he needs to be. He's excelling. He's just got a resident advisor's position for 10th grade. He's a leader type, and he's doing so well. My youngest boy, very independent, doing well. My job creates a atmosphere. He has to be independent, and he's doing well. And I'm healing, coming slowly. Doing what I'm doing, promoting this, I know this is God's will. He desires. I want to do it. And sometimes it's hard because, you know, I'm reliving at times memorable moments, different things that are discussed. But I want to share this with people. It's a message of hope and love. And, you know, my strength, the boy's strength, comes 100% from God. He has walked with me every day of my life. I've had experiences with him that he is real. I mean, God is real. And like Nietzsche put in his book, God is real. He just wants to love us, you know. And I say all we have to do is accept his love for us. And so, yeah, the boys are, as can be, much as can be expected, they're doing well.
So, you know, I wonder, and my mind always goes here, so bear with me, Mike. What do you do for a 9-to-5 job now?
You know, I work a different type of schedule. I'm 2 week on, 2 week off. I work out of town. I work for BP at Prudhoe Bay. And so I'm in the oil industry right now. That I think will change quickly. I pray, you know, there's some other things I have going on. You know, I have a boy that a senior, he's home alone when I'm gone. He's doing well. That's why I say he needs to be independent. But different type of schedule, 2 and 2.
Well, the reason why I ask that is because it seems as though you've been put on this path to do what you're doing. And it looks like that in the future, you're going to be probably, have you thought about speaking to couples, women's groups, people in general that are going through these types of things? Because what you went through, the strength that you've gained out of that, has to be shared and has to be allow others to benefit from your experience, because sharing that is why you were able to get through it, was so that you could go out and share those miracles that you experienced. Have you thought about that?
You know, earlier I said how God's just, I mean, doors are blowing open, but things like that are already happening. Besides just a lot of radio interviews, I'll be going on a book tour. I believe there'll be also a TV appearance. That's going to be something new. And there's a lot of speaking events that are opening up. And I agree with you, God. God makes no mistakes. He makes no mistakes. He equips us for what he desires. I know that the key message is going to be love. You know, that's the message of Christ. And, you know, I know I want to encourage people. I really want to encourage you. It saddened me when we went through this. I learned of how many spouses leave their spouse during hard times. And that's tough. And as a side note, I would just like to say, you know, it's emotionally draining and physically hard to maintain a nonstop pace. But, you know, to husbands, I would say make a commitment today that no matter what life delivers, we will stay by our lover's side. And I know that's tough, laying aside one's physical needs, but, you know, that's what true love does and what it is, I believe. And yeah, I believe you're right. You know, everybody has something to offer to others, everybody. We've all had experiences, and we just have to be willing and obedient. And what does God want us to do? Trust him with everything, and he will walk through us. And I'm just trusting him because this isn't about me, and I won't do it alone. I will only do it through his strength.
Amen to that. Well, Mike, we're up against the clock. Man, I can't even begin to tell you how I'm so impressed with the way you're dealing with your challenge, because this is just not going to be over because you're doing it. I mean, a lot of people just move on, but yet they leave the past behind. You're taking the past with you, so it's a continuing situation that you're being reminded of, but yet you're allowing the Lord to travel by your side to take you through it and just to lean into him with your trust. Very impressive. And I'm sure you have your bad days, okay, because we are human, and that's just the way we roll. But the fact that you're doing this, I think, is an incredible example for your children to move forward in the best way. And for me, I think at the end of the day, what we're really here for is to make sure that our children get the best of opportunities, you know, and to find the Lord and all those things. So is there one thing that you can leave for our listeners today?
Yeah. I would just like to say, you know, Nietzsche's book is just a powerful message of love and hope. And, you know, it was her desire that everybody would experience in life the peace and joy that she did, regardless of how bad things get. And I just want people to know how much you're loved. You know, God loves each one of us. It doesn't matter what we've done or not done, the life we've lived, even our lifestyle choice. Jesus loves each one of us. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And, you know, it's my desire for people to accept God's love in their lives and that he would become so real to each of us. Amen.
Well, I truly appreciate your time today. I hope that the people listening, you know, and this is an internet radio show, and it will go on forever. So through the trials, justbelieve.com, you can buy the book on, I'm sure you can get it on Amazon, is that correct?
Yep, you can get it on Amazon. The website you said has the latest revised with the epilogue. Amazon will take 2 to 3 weeks. There's also coming out a wonderful 3D we're building. That link will be www.3djustbelieve.com. About once a week, check it out. Eventually, it'll pop up. It's going to be an online 3D ebook. It's going to be wonderful.
Awesome. I hope that people will take the time, go to the website through the trials, justbelieve.com. And I'll tell you why. I've authored a few books. When you buy it off of Amazon, it takes forever. When you buy it right from the person with the book, the money's actually going to that person with the book, and they're able to do more in the process. So any way you want to get it, it's great. Through the trials, justbelieve.com is what I recommend. Maybe you know someone that's going through some trials in life. Maybe you know someone that's already gone through it. This would be a great way for them to read a book that allows them to understand that their message is important too. Mike, thanks for your time today. If people want to contact you to speak to someone or just to have a conversation with, can they find you through a website or is there an email that you'd like to give them?
Yeah, on that website you just said there is a link that you can contact us as the author. That would be me right now. And there is another, I hope I got it right here, MikeHollinger777@gmail.com. And this is a new email. There might be a dot between Mike and Hollinger, but MikeHollinger777@gmail.com. Just add a dot between if it doesn't work. But, yeah, definitely. And through her website, you can definitely hit contact the author. It'll come to me.
Awesome. Mike, thanks again for your time today. we wish you many blessings, and we hope that you come back and give us an update and around the first of the year to see how things are going.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Folks, we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, I'll come back with my next guest, Robert Lloyd Russell. He is a popular Bible teacher and seminar leader whose purpose in writing is to help Christians develop a living theology and dynamic discipleship. Okay, so that's a mouthful, and it's a challenge. But if I'm telling you something, if you follow that process, you would really gain tunity that you've never experienced. Also, make sure to go through to the website to contact Mike through the trials, justbelieve.com, an incredible story, a great book. Make sure to get the book. Get it through the website so you get the most updated book. And read it. It'll help you get through your times of trials. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Stism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Stism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to Tough Talk Christian Radio. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm here every Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you live out of Houston, Texas. You can call into the show 347-989-1363. Make sure to stop by on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Check us out, Tough Talk Radio, Tony Gambone. We'd love to connect with you. If you're interested in being a guest on the show, you can go to toughtalkchristianradio.com. Register and pick a date that's convenient for you. My first guest was Mike Hollinger, an incredible story about his wife in a book named Through the Trials, Just Believe. Okay, visit the website, www.throughthetrialsjustbelieve.com. Incredible opportunity for you to make a connection with something that Mike has experienced. Robert Lloyd Russell, as I mentioned, is a popular Bible teacher and seminar leader whose purpose in writing is to help Christians develop a living theology and dynamic discipleship. And so what I want to do is welcome Robert Lloyd Russell to the show. Welcome.
How are you, Tony?
I am doing fantastic. How are you today?
Good. I was very impressed listening to the previous guest.
Incredible things that God does. And the beauty of it, I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I get excited every time I get to do a radio show because I learn more from these shows than anything else when I get to experience other people's journeys in life. So I'm truly blessed.
We serve an incredible God who each one of us has a story.
Yeah, that's so true. So true. So, Robert, tell us where you're calling in from, where you're from originally.
Well, I'm calling from Washougal, Washington. Washougal actually means rushing water. It's near Portland, Oregon. And It's a small town, very enjoyable, at the mouth of the Columbia River Gorge.
Ah, and so when I'm reading this here, you're, you know, a Bible teacher, seminar leader. Tell me a little bit of your journey, Bob. And so you one day just woke up and decided to do this? I don't think so. Tell me how you got there. Tell me the experience that you got along the way to make you do what you're doing today.
Well, that would take hours, but in brief, God got a hold of me in my freshman year of college, and I had grown up in a, quote, Christian home, unquote, but had a very dysfunctional family, and God got a hold of me in college, and it's never been the same. It's been tough at times, gone through tough times like everybody does, but I've always enjoyed theology, and as a management consultant for 35 years, I was pretty well known for taking complex topics and making them simple so people could understand, and I found that God has given me that gift, and I've tried to apply that to theology, take some tough areas and try to break it down so the cookies are on the lower shelf, so to speak, that anybody can understand.
Yes. Yes. So I'm going to read a little bit more about your bio that I have here. Your writing has been described as inspirational doctrine, which inspires the readers while containing sound theology. So this is your background. Did you go to school for this?
I did get a seminary. I got two master's degrees while I was in my career, and one of them was from a seminary, Western Seminary, in Portland, Oregon, got my master's degree there, which in one way I was very solid theologically, but it really helped the camaraderie of other students and the professors, many of whom are still good friends.
So do you work a job? Is this what you do for a living?
Well, I'm now retired. I'm retired a few years back, and so I'm very active. I'm busier than I ever was. I'm very active in the Gideon ministry. I'm also active teaching Bible studies and so forth, and we travel quite a bit in our retirement. So I'm staying very busy, but in that retirement, I've written three books now on the Christian Concept series, and I've also edited a book of original recordings of Jim Elliot, the Christian martyr. So that's kept me busy. Some of those old wire recordings on stainless steel wire took 20 minutes or more to decipher one word. So fidelity was so bad. So I keep busy.
So what did you do before you retired?
For 35 years as an independent management consultant. I started in the high-tech industry as an engineer. I rose rapidly in the organization, did a lot of different things. And in 1970, a couple of different executives I met from other companies started befriending me. Before long, they started offering to pay me for my time, and that kind of gave me an idea, so I started working part-time as a management consultant, and then eventually went full-time as a management consultant until I retired in 2005. And I worked for tiny companies to huge companies, Fortune 500 companies down to, you know, small mom-and-pop type companies.
I found on your website, the Abundant Life Now is a blog.
Right.
Site you have, right? And a lot of great stuff here. A lot of great stuff. You spend a lot of time doing what you're doing here. So on your website, robertlloydrussell.com is where people can find out about you. But you have a couple of different things going on. The book, well, you've written books, not just one book, but I believe you have four books. Is that correct?
Three plus the one I edited.
Okay.
And plus I have chapters in other books.
All right, so when you do these books, what is it that you're trying to get out? I mean, one's called God's Light, One Precious Pearl, Thy Will Be Done. Then there's the Jim Elliot Christian Martyr Speaks to You.
Mm-hmm.
So take me through these books a little bit.
Well, you know, the most recent one is God Light, and that's actually been my life's work. I became an engineering camera engineering manager for a Fortune 500 company. I was not an optics engineer. And when I became camera engineering manager for this Fortune 500 company, I had to study light real fast and learn more about the technical aspects of light. Simultaneously, I was interested in 1 John 1:5, where the beloved apostle says, God is light. And that intrigued me. And pretty soon I started noticing there were a lot of parallels between characteristics of natural physical light and characteristics of the attributes of God, in particular Jesus Christ. So that started a lifelong, I mean, I've been studying that since probably 1980, so or around 1980, maybe a little later than that, but around over 30 years anyway. And its original manuscript was written on a yellow pad before computers. It was about twice as long as it ended up. But it's just been, that has been a major emphasis of mine in my life is studying light. The previous book, One Precious Pearl, was about the nature of the church. God light's about the nature of Christ. And One Precious Pearl is about the Pearl of Great Price parable, which I believe is many times misunderstood and misinterpreted. And I could give examples of some very respected theologians that have a different view of it than I do, and why I think my view is right, and let the reader decide for himself. But some of my favorite theologians of the past, I think, misunderstood that parable. You have to see it in context of the whole chapter. And it's an interesting book. I think women particularly love that book. It's a you know, the whole idea of a pearl and the significance of the bride of Christ. And then before that, Thy Will Be Done on Earth is a little different book. It uses a lot of graphical pictures to portray how to know God's general will for everybody, and has develops a model for that. And then a second major part of the book is about how to know the specific will of God. In other words, how to make decisions. Not easy, but the concepts are simple. Again, if you take the complex ideas and put them into simple ideas, it's easier to understand. Doesn't mean it's always easy to apply, but it really helps people understand. So that book is very helpful for somebody who's particularly a new Christian, but for anybody who's fighting with the idea, how do I know God's will for my life? I think sometimes we need to learn to be content with where we are. God wants ordinary people doing things in an extraordinary way. We don't all have to be Billy Grahams. Thank God for Billy Graham. All of us need to be doing things for God in an ordinary part of life, but doing it in an extraordinary way, honoring Him. A principle I like to live by is we can't change God's character, but we could sure damage His reputation. So we need to figure out how to live well for Him where we are. You know, the current saying, bloom where you're planted, maybe simplistic, but the concept is right.
Yeah,
and then the other book. Yeah, the other book, Jim Elliot. He was actually one of my Sunday school teachers. Many people know the story of Jim Elliot and the other four Christian missionaries who were martyred. Tremendous story, what God has done. They tried their best to befriend an unknown, well, basically, an unreached tribe in the jungles through misunderstanding and lying by one of the members. When they came to meet with them, they were all killed. They had loaded weapons. They chose not to use them, and they died. But since that time, the entire tribe became, you know, Christians, and it's just a tremendous story how God used that. And the life of Jim Elliot and others in that party that were killed have cost literally thousands of decisions for Christ, and thousands of people become full-time workers for Christ. So I was privileged to know the Elliot family. In fact, I actually lived in their home for a short while while Jim was still there. So I just edited the old wire tapes, which his mother gave to me, and put it in book form.
Awesome. So it sounds like you stay pretty busy, which is a good thing. I'm reading in here, it says about Christians and disciples. I watched, I did a small group study, and you know, I think it was Andy Stanley, talked about Christians thinking that the title of a Christian is where they need to be versus being a disciple. And so there's a big difference there. Do you agree with that? Do you see a big difference in just I'm a Christian or I try to be a disciple?
Well, I think both words can easily be misunderstood. I guess in a similar vein to what we're discussing here, I have a problem when people talk about somebody as a spiritual giant. I don't think there are any spiritual giants on earth. I think there are spiritual pygmies, and then there are those who are approaching normal Christianity from God's point of view. You know, we have a lot of average Christians, but God wants normal Christians that are becoming like his son. And depending on what you mean by the word Christian, what you mean by the word disciple, either term can be misunderstood, but a disciple basically is one who's learning of the master. And so in that sense, we're all disciples. And the Great Commission is to go and make disciples, not to go and make people that have a title of Christian.
Right. Very well put. Very well put. So is there another book coming?
I have a number on the back burner. I've kind of slowed down, though. Marketing in today's world of books is very difficult because there are literally millions of books being produced. I read one somewhere that something like 1 million books a year now being produced because of the ease of producing books. And how you distinguish yourself is very difficult. So I'm kind of waiting on the Lord and seeking his will about that because I'm busy doing so many other things. I want to be most valuable for him where he wants me to be. And my next book had planned to be one on the Christian himself, Pearl is the church, nature of a church, God lights the nature of Christ, and then the next one is going to be the nature of a Christian. But I wrote a blog a while back on a very simple blog one day on the blood of Christ, and it just shot up to my top 10. In fact, for a while, it was number one on my list of favorites by my readers. And that really shook me because it just shot up so fast. And I started realizing there's very little written or talked about anymore about the blood of Christ in churches. So I'm kind of wondering if that should be the next book. But I'm waiting on the Lord and I'm busy doing a lot of good things. I think things he wants me to do. And I'm mentoring a number of men. I'm doing Bible studies. I'm involved with Bible studies with a wide range of age, which I think is important. So I'm not sure where the Lord's going to take me next.
So, you made a really good point about books, and everyone's doing books, and there's, at least 1 million books a year going out there in all different ways, self-published, published, all different things. One
right.
of the things I think that you're ahead of the game with is that you're a blogger, and you're able to develop a community through your blogs that will allow you to be seen differently than those people that just... out of those million people, 80% of them wrote a book and it's sitting in a box in the trunk of their car or their garage, really
right.
not doing anything with it. The blogging piece of it allows you to stay in front of your community and allows them to purchase your books. So I think that's a very smart marketing process. Was that were you just doing a blog because you love to write, or is it part of the marketing idea of getting your books out there?
I think it was both, and you picked up on an interesting thing. More and more of my time is being put into the blog. What I found is I'm reaching more people for Christ. I have been read in over 200 countries on my blog, nearly 100 languages because of a translation available on the Internet now, and I've had a Buddhist write me and say, how do I get to know more about this God of yours? And I've had a Muslim write and others. I see God working through, and my blog is different than most. I do a variety of things, but one thing people have commented on, my blogs tend to be very heavy with scripture. And the reason for that is, I think what convicts people is the Word of God and the Spirit of God. So I am is a conduit. And so I tend to use very little of my own words, but kind of categorize groups of verses together or whatever. Theories, or I should make a series of whatever, a particular topic. And I've kind of evolved into every Sunday now, I have something about Jesus Christ. Every Saturday, I have something about the Messiah. And particularly Messiah is kind of a Old Testament prophecy versus how it's fulfilled in the New Testament. So I do different things during the week, but I'm actually on a daily blog now. And because of the results I seem to be getting from that, it's taking more of my time than book writing at the present.
Well, Bob, you know, we're always up against the clock on these shows. One of the things that I just want to throw out there, and I'm sure that there's been at least 100 people have told you this. I think, and this is just a radio host, unprofessional opinion, the next book should be about Robert Lloyd Russell's journey and all the things that you've done, because that legacy needs to be left behind so generations can know it properly. No one has to go back and listen to something to get it into wording, because what you're doing is you're serving the Lord, and when you're not here anymore, that serving can continue and inspire someone else to pick up the baton and keep going.
Yeah, I appreciate that input. I do have an interesting life in many, many ways, and been through a lot of troubles and had a lot of interesting experiences. But on the other hand, I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about Christ. And I know you can write about yourself in a way that Christ comes through. But yeah, I hear what you're saying, and I thought about it. I don't know what direction it will go.
Well, I hope to see that book out, because I can tell you, it's not about you. It's about others. And I have found in my experiences in the short 5 years of being a follower, we all experience miracles. And
right.
I think one of the things that the Lord wants us to do is share the miracles. And what you have done, what he has brought you to do, is huge. And it's reaching people around the world. So knowing more about you is what's going to make people want to know more about God. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's just my 2 cents worth, Bob.
I appreciate that very much.
Well, let everyone know how they can contact you.
The easiest thing is just Google me. You can Google Abundant Life Now blog. Be sure and put the word blog on there, because there are other Abundant Life Now organizations, or you can Google my name, Robert Lloyd Russell, L-L-O-Y-D. I use my middle name because it's such a common name. I go to my website. I have a book website. I have a general website and my blog website. But if you Google Robert Lloyd Russell or Abundant Life Now blog, those will come up for you. And they all are linked to each other. If I could just add one thing. I just want people to understand God in a more meaningful way. And one of the things Godlight does is integrate science and religion. You know, truth is truth. And if there's a conflict, it's an apparent conflict. Either science is wrong or the interpretation of a word is wrong. But the truth is truth. And if I can give you one quick example, in Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." And throughout history, man has studied five things, time, force, action, space, and matter. And Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning," that's time, "God," that's force, "created," that's action, "the heavens," that's space, "and the earth," that's matter. The five things that science has relentlessly studied are in the very first verse of the Bible.
Wow. Didn't know that. Well, thank you for sharing with us, Bob. We really wish you the best, and we look forward to coming back on the show with your life in a book as well.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate
folks, we're up against the clock. I don't even have time for a recap, so I'm going to do it real quickly. Through the trials, justbelieve.com and robertlloydrussell.com. I'm telling you right now, what you should do today is check out those websites, through the trials, Just Believe, and Robert Lloyd Russell. You can find everything out on my Facebook page, Tony Gambone, or Tough Talk Radio. Contact me, Tony, at tonygambone.com. I'd love to introduce you to these two guests today. I hope everyone has a blessed week. And remember, go to GoFundMe.com/Mason Hart. Check out the story and put your prayers to work. I appreciate your time today, and I'm just blessed to be able to do this every week. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit TuffTalkRadioNetwork.com for more information.